Okay, before you listen to the sermon,
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، متا فصل 5 رو بخونید.
And today we are in the second part of and on the sermon basically on the beatitudes.
این قسمت دوم موعظه هستیم در مورد رفتارهای مسیحی.
Yeah, these 8 statements that Jesus makes that begin with blessed are.
این 8 تا نکته ای که عیسی مسیح با خوش به حال
شروع می‌کنه. We're going to look at the last 5 of them.
این امروز از 5 تای آخرش رو نگاه کنید.
Jesus is really giving us a layout for how to have true blessedness in our lives. Yeah, it's like a recipe for how we may do well.
برکت داشته باشیم. در حقیقت دستور برکت داشتنمون چی هست؟
Yeah, and we all want to be blessed. We all want good things to come to our lives.
هممون می‌خوایم اتفاقای خوب زندگی
کنیم. So it's important that we pay attention to what Jesus is saying here.
عیسی مسیح چی بهمون میگه اینجا؟
Yeah, these are attributes or attitudes of a person.
Yeah,
that is blessed. Yeah, not in the eyes of the world, but in God's eyes. And of course, God will be proven right in the end every single time. Yeah, you might say, oh, but it seems harder to live life like that. How can some of these things bring good things to my life?
Yeah,
the things in the world seem to be easier and prettier. Okay, if you want true blessedness, yeah, you need to listen to what God has to say. Yeah, what Jesus says and not what the world is telling you. Yeah, go to Proverbs 3 and read verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not on thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6.
با تمام دل خود بر خداوند توکل کن و بر عقل خیش تکیه منما در همه راه‌های خود او را در نظر داشته باش و او طریق‌هایت را راست خواهد گردانید. خیشتن را حکیم ببخشید.
Yeah, trust. Trust in what God says.
Yeah?
Don't lean on your own understanding. If God says it's right, if God says yeah, this attitude will bring blessings to your life, then that's what it is.
Now,
let me start with reminding us of the last 3 we talked about last week.
Yeah,
these spiritual attributes. Yeah, these spiritual qualities that are being put forth. And the first one was from Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
متا 5:3 خوشا به حال فقیران در روح زیرا ملکوت آسمان از آن ایشان است.
Yeah, blessed are the poor in spirit. Being poor in spirit is a good thing. Yeah, it's the attitude of being a humble person, lowly of mind.
Yeah.
Having a proper view of God and respect for God.
Yeah,
it's the person that trembles at his word.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of the attitude of somebody who would be physical rich.
Yeah,
who boasts in his own accomplishments, who thinks he doesn't need anybody. Yeah, spiritually, we are to be like the poor man.
Yeah,
that has his humble attitude, yeah, depending on God. And that's, this will bring blessings to your life. It produces good things. And not only for this life, this earth now, but it has eternity value in what we do. And for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah,
and I mentioned last week, not everybody would have seen the same rewards in heaven.
There will be differences.
And it depends on how we live our lives here on earth. Matthew 5:4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
خوشا به حال ماتمیان زیرا ایشان تسلی خواهند یافت.
So what was the spiritual lesson here?
Yeah,
bless and they will mourn.
Yeah,
and we saw this talks about people who take their life seriously.
Yeah,
life is not one big quest for pleasure.
Yeah,
we saw that the wise will choose to be in the house of mourning.
Yeah,
it's the fools that want to be in the house of feasting.
اون احمقه که فقط دوست داره تو جشن باشه، کسی حاضر نیست تو ناراحتی دیگران شریک باشه.
Now you can choose the pleasures of sin for a season.
میتونی لذت گناه رو برای یه فصل لذت ببری.
But eventually it will end the morning anyway.
اما در آخر سر هم همون جشنم به ناراحتی تبدیل
میشه. Only a morning where you're mourning over the damage and harm that is done to your life.
اما اون ناراحتی و اون چیز به خاطر افسردگی بدیا و آسیب‌های بدنت رسوند.
What is the mourning that we are to do?
امروز ما باید ماتم چی
داشته باشیم؟ What's the spiritual attitude of this mourning?
رفتار اون ماتممون چگونه باید باشه؟
Yeah, take your sin seriously.
گناهمون رو جدی
Being broken-hearted before God is a good thing.
Mourning over your sin
is a good thing. And in the end, it will produce blessing. In the end, you will love.
But
of course, this is not talking that we cannot enjoy life.
این در مورد این صحبت نمی‌کنه که از زندگی نتونیم لذت
ببریم. Yeah, there's a, the Bible says there's a time to weep. And a time to laugh.
لحظه‌ای هست که بخندیم.
A time to mourn.
لحظه‌ای هست که ماتم
And a time to dance.
Yeah, that's
in Ecclesiastes 3:4 if you want to search it up later.
تواریخ Ecclesiastic
Yeah, but there is a time of weeping and mourning. We need
زمان,
to recognize that. Yeah, and we saw last week that sorrow is better than laughter.
There's
value in mourning.
Matthew
5:5.
Matthew 5:5.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Yeah, meekness is not weakness, as some people think. Yeah, it's not the idea that you're just letting people walk over you.
It might
appear from the outside to some. Yeah, because a meek person can refrain from action. Not because he's not able to do something, but he's choosing to leave things with God. He gives the gifts to God.
Yeah,
he's able to wait upon the Lord.
Yeah.
Being meek is a good thing.
And
it's a great spiritual strength.
Yeah,
not having to stand on your stripes.
Yeah,
take your position, throw your weight around
to get your way.
Not having to right every wrong, but just wait for God. Be patient. Yeah, don't fret. Don't worry about these wicked people out there. Let God deal with them.
Yeah,
we look beyond that. We have hope to look forward to. Let God deal with these people. Yeah, God knows. God sees these things. Yeah. And he will see the end of them. Yeah, and he loves. Yeah, it's the meek that in the end will actually love. And inherit the earth. It's the meek that will have true blessedness. Now let's look at the ones for we're going to talk about today. The first one in Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
خوشا به حال گرسنگان و تشنگان عدالت زیرا ایشان سیر خواهند شد.
Yeah, so what is this spiritual attitude of thirsting, of hungering and thirsting after righteousness?
روحانی داشتن پر از حکمتمون چیست؟
It talks about a person who desires to have a right standing with God. The desire to do what is right in God's eyes. And of course, in our flesh, we will fail. We will not be perfect in that.
But
we ought to have an attitude to do what is right in God's eyes, no matter what. Yeah, and of course, it certainly doesn't mean that we are declared righteous in before God. Yeah, in the sense we go to heaven because of our works. No. We would all fail because nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Jesus is our righteousness. Yeah, we are declared righteous because of Jesus. Go to Romans 3 and read verses 22 to 25. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God.
یعنی عدالت خدا که به وسیله ایمان به عیسی مسیح به همه و کل آنانی که ایمان آورند، زیرا که هیچ تفاوتی نیست، زیرا همه گناه کردند و از جلال خدا کوتاه آمدند و فیض او به رایگان عادل شمرده می شوند به وساطت آن فدیه‌ای که در عیسی مسیح است، که خدا او را از قبل معین کرد تا کفاره باشد به واسطه ایمان به وسیله خون او، تا آنکه عدالت خود را ظاهر سازد با آمرزش از گناهان گذشته از راه تحمل خدا.
That's what Christ is, our righteousness.
He
is the only reason we can enter into heaven. But God says that we are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Yeah, we have to have this attitude to want to walk uprightly before our God. And this carries blessings.
Yeah,
in the end, this is what is truly blessed. Yeah, maybe doing what is right is hard in the moment. But in the end, it will be better. Yeah, in the end, the promise is you shall be filled. Yeah, you will not be left empty. It will satisfy you in the end. Yeah, we are to walk the path of righteousness. Yeah, go to Psalm 23. Yeah, which means that we are to walk with the shepherd, follow him.
باید با شبان راه بریم و دنبال شبانمون بریم.
Yeah, Psalm 23 verse 3.
مزمور 23.
He restored my soul. He led me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
جان مرا تازه می‌سازد و به خاطر نام خیش به راه‌های درست هدایتم می‌فرماید.
Yeah, his way is the way of righteousness.
راه‌های نیکوکاری است.
Yeah, go to Proverbs 15.
امثال 15.
In verse 9 and stay in Proverbs because you're going to read some more. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loved him that followed after righteousness.
راه شریران در نظر خداوند کراهت آور است، اما او پیروان پارسایی را دوست می‌دارد.
Yeah, God loves those who follow after righteousness.
خداوند عاشق پیروان نیکوکاری است.
It pleases God when we hunger and thirst after righteousness.
نه اون نیکوکاری باشیم، دنبال اون نیکوکاری بریم.
Proverbs 16:8.
امثال 16:8.
Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right.
دارایی اندک با پارسایی به از آیدی فراوان با بی‌انصافی.
Yeah, it's better that we have a little bit.
بهتره کم داشته باشیم.
But it's by doing an honest job, doing what is right.
انجام بدیم، درست انجام بدیم، درست رفتار کنیم.
Than it is to have great wealth but doing it in wicked ways.
ثروت زیادی داشته باشیم.
Yeah, cheating others, oppressing others.
به بقیه سر دیگران کلا بزنیم، سر دیگران.
Yeah, in the end these things will become a snare to you if you do that. It'll become a curse.
خاری میشه برات، یه نفرینی میشه برات.
Proverbs 13:6.
امثال 13:6.
Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner.
پارسایی راستان را حفظ میکند، اما گناه شریران را سرنگون میسازد.
Yeah, here's a way to stay on the right track.
راهی که درست وایسیم چیست؟
Hunger and thirst after righteousness.
دنبال پارسایی باشید.
Yeah, it's righteousness.
دنبال پارسایی باشید.
That keep it.
بخواید پارسا باشید.
Him that's upright in the way.
که در راه خداوند هستین قوی نگرتون می‌داره.
Yeah, if you don't want to derail your life as a Christian.
اگه زندگیتون رو به عنوان مسیحی دور کنید.
Yeah, you need to pursue after righteousness.
دنبال نیکوکاری برید.
Yeah. Do you hunger to do things God's way?
آیا می‌خواید واقعاً دنبال راه خداوند برید؟
You thirst after that?
آیا تشنه کلام خدا هستید؟
When you make decisions, are you worried about what God thinks about it?
آیا واقعاً نگران این هستین که خداوند
I want to do this right. I don't want to do something that's wrong before God.
من می‌خوام کار درست انجام بدم. نمی‌خوام کار غلطی در مقابل خداوند.
When you make decisions, is God on the top of your list?
آیا خداوند اولین نکته لیستتونه؟
Yeah, because his opinion matters most to you.
چون نگاه خداوند برام مهمه. آیا این رفتار درست یا غلطه؟
I've seen these bracelets going around. What would Jesus do?
یه دونه دستبندی بود قدیم استفاده می‌کرد.
Oh, that's a good question. That will break you for a moment and think about what you're about to endeavor into. Yeah, it should matter to you what God thinks about your action. It should matter to you what God has given us in His Word. Yeah, we are to acknowledge God in all our ways. Of course, we acknowledge God by reading in the Bible what He has said we should be acknowledging. Yeah, the way that is blessed, the way that will fill you. Yeah, the way that satisfy you is when you pursue after righteousness. What if you don't? What if you just want to compromise? It's easier that way. Let's take the shortcuts.
زیر میزی بریم.
When our shortcuts are not pleasing to God.
اما زیر میزیایی که نیکو نیست برای خداوند.
What if you just don't think your sin, take your sins so seriously?
اما گناهمون اگه جدی نگیریم.
Thinking, ah, it doesn't matter so much.
مهم نیست.
I know what God says, but hey, who cares?
مهم نیست.
Now that will not carry blessings. That will bring destruction to your life.
نابود میکنه زندگیمون رو.
Yeah, go to James 1.
یعقوب 1.
Read verses 15 and 16.
15 و 16.
Then, when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren.
پس شهوت آبستن شده گناه را میزاید و گناه به پایان رسیده مرگ به بار میآورد. ای برادران عزیز من، گمراه مشوید.
Yeah, when we turn away from righteousness,
yeah,
when we go into sin,
yeah,
when we turn very lightly what God has to say,
yeah,
if this hunger is not there to do what is right,
ناراحتی در قلبمون نیست. اون تشنگی در قلبمون نیست که دنبال خداوند باشه.
Yeah, this eventually will end up in death and mean death in your life. Things
that
are bad in your life.
چیزهایی تو زندگیمون که خیلی بده.
Yeah, it says warning, warning.
یه اعلام خطر.
Yeah, do not err. My beloved brethren, don't make a mistake. Verse 16. Yeah.
Verse
16. Verse 16 says that. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Yeah. Don't make this mistake. Yeah. Go to Proverbs 16. Verse 31. The hoary head, which is a gray hair, the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness.
موی سفید تاج جلال است که در طریق پارسایی به دست می آید.
Yeah, here is how you want to grow old.
اینجوری می خواهیم سنتون برو.
Yeah, that you be found in the way of righteousness.
شما در راه نیکوکاری.
When you live a life hungering and thirsting after righteousness, it will be in glory to you.
جلال باشه براتون.
Yeah, and it will satisfy you. It is a life that is fulfilled.
زندگی باشه که تکامل باشه. زندگیتون رو پر کنه.
Yeah. Is that what the world promises you, that fulfills you, that satisfies you? No. The world promotes other things. Promotes fornication. Yeah. Is that satisfying? Now let's look at an example in the Bible. Think about Amnon. I'm not going to read the whole story, but if you can read it at home in 2 Samuel 13. Yeah, Amnon is the son of David. And he wants his half-sister, Tamar, and he eventually tricks her and he commits fornication with her. Did that fulfill him? No, after he had committed sin with her, he didn't want her anymore. It says that he hated her. It did not fulfill him. That's the pleasures of sin for a season.
And of course,
if you read the whole chapter, you will find the end of Amnon. And he gets killed by Tamar's brother, Absalom.
برادر تیمور افسلون افشالون میکشد.
Yeah, another for an example. The world promotes riches.
خداوند ثروت.
That's a good thing.
نیکو نه؟
That's
ثروت من شده.
What's been lifted up in the world?
تو دنیا امروز میگه ثروت.
Yeah, these riches will satisfy you.
ثروت هایی که همه شما رو نیکو خواهد کرد. آیا واقعیه؟
And the answer is no.
نه.
Yeah, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10.
جامعه 5
10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Nor he that loveth abundance will with increase. This is also vanity.
شخص پولدوز هرگز از پول سیر نمی شود و نه دوستدار ثروت از درآمد خیش. این نیز بطالت است.
You love silver. You think that's the goal.
پول میخواین هدف تو پوله.
You will end up realizing.
آخر سر درک میکنی.
It's not going to satisfy you.
راضیت نمیکنه.
Yeah, people who go after riches.
کسی که دنبال پول
میاد. They won't be filled up.
پر نمیشه.
And if you know rich people.
اگه ثروتمندای زیادی باشی.
They always will be pursuing the next thing.
همیشه وقتی یه چیزی دارن بعدیشون.
They cannot be content with what they have. Nothing fulfills them.
هیچی تکمیلشون نمیکنه. اینو دارم فردا.
They get a little kick.
پس فردا اونو میخوام. یه لحظه شادشون میکنه.
And they want the next thing.
و بعد بعدی رو میخوام.
They're enslaved.
به حقیقت بردن.
Yeah, last year I preached a whole sermon on the deceitfulness of riches.
کلاً در مورد گول ثروت‌ها.
Yeah, riches promises you things. And the world teaches that this is a good thing.
دنیا چیزی بهتون قول داده.
But in reality they're all lies.
در واقعیت همشون.
Yeah, riches do not make happy.
ثروت‌ها هیچ وقت شما رو شاد نمی‌کنه.
Riches do not last.
ثروت‌ها هیچ وقت دووم نخواهد داشت.
You can't take them with you if you die.
اگرم بمیری نمیبرینش.
And riches will change you.
ثروت‌ها شما
رو for the worse.
تبدیل می‌کنه، عوض می‌کنه، بدترتون خواهد کرد.
Yeah, but the hungering and thirsting after righteousness.
اما اگه دنبال نیکوکاری و پارسایی باشید.
These things will truly give you fulfillment. These things will satisfy you.
راضی‌تون می‌کنه، زیباتون می‌کنه.
These will bring good things into your life.
زندگی‌تون نیکوکاری رو به وجود
خواهد آورد. Go back to Matthew 5.
متا 5.
Matthew 5 verse 7.
آیه 7.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
خوشا به حال رحم کنندگان زیرا بر ایشان رحم کرده خواهد شد.
Now I want to start with reading a parable.
میخوام داستان
and that's a parable from the good Samaritan.
سامری
in Luke chapter 10.
فصل 10.
And read 27-29. And the reason I want to just read this because it just helps us in the definition of what mercy means.
درک کنیم که واقعا حکمت یعنی چی.
27. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor?
جواب داده گفت, ای خداوند, خدای خود را به تمامی دل و تمامی جان و تمامی توانایی و تمامی فکر خود محبت نما و همسایه خود را مثل خود. گفت نیکو جواب گفتی, چنین بکن که خواهی زیست. اما اون چون خواست خود را تبرئه نماید, به عیسی گفت و همسایه من کیست.
Yeah. Now Jesus is now going to answer that question with a parable. Yeah. Okay, who is that neighbor? Who is your neighbor? Read verses 30-37. And Jesus entering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
عیسی در جواب وی گفت, مردی که از اورشلیم به سوی اریها میرفت به دست دزدان افتاد. او را برهنه کرده مجروح ساختند و او را نیمه جان واگذارده رفت. اتفاقا کاهنی از آن راه می آمد چون او را دید که از کناره دیگر رفت. همچنین شخصی لاوی نیز از آنجا عبور کرده نزدیک آمد و بر او نگریسته از کنار دیگر رفت. اما شخصی سامری که مسافر بود نزد وی آمده چون او را دید دلش بر وی سوخت. پس پیش آمده بر زخم‌های او روغن و شراب ریخته آنها را بست و او را بر حیوان خود سوار کرده به کاروانسرای رسانید و از اون مراقبت کرد. بامدادان چون روانه می شد 2 دینار درآورده به سرایدار داد و بدو گفت این شخص را مراقبت کن و آنچه بیش از این خرج کنی در حین بازگشت به تو دهم. پس به نظر تو کدام یک از این 3 نفر همسایه بود با آن شخصی که به دست دزدان افتاد؟ گفت آن که بر او رحمت کرده. عیسی به وی گفت برو و تو نیز همچنان کن. و هنگامی که می رفتن او وارد دهکده شد و زنی که
Yeah, so this man gets robbed by thieves. He's beaten to the point he's half dead. Yeah, he's left seriously wounded beside the road. A priest comes by, passes by the other side. Levite, he also sees the man, passes by the other side. And then the Samaritan comes by, which is they were not popular in Israel. And it says, he had compassion on him. Yeah, and he binds up his wounds, he brings him to a place where he can be taken care of. And he pays for all the cost. Yeah, then Jesus asked this question. Who was the neighbor unto his man who was robbed by thieves? Who was the neighbor? And the answer is, He that showed mercy on him.
اونی که رحمت داشت.
Yeah. The one who had compassion.
اون کسی که محبت کرده.
It's the same one. It's the one who has mercy on this person.
اون کسی که رحمت داشت در موردش.
Yeah. Mercy is like when we have compassion on people.
When
we choose to be kind to the other people.
اگه بخوایم محبت کنیم در مورد اونها این کار میکنیم.
When we choose to be forgiving to other people.
وقتی بخشنده باشیم در مورد اونها.
Yeah. God is merciful.
خداوند بخشنده است.
Deuteronomy 4:31.
تسنیه 4:31.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them.
اما خداوند به سبب شما بر من خشمگین شد و سوگند خورد که من از اردن عبور نخواهم کرد و به آن سرزمین نیکو که یهوه خدایتان به شما به ملکیت میدهد داخل نخواهم شد.
We should praise God that he is merciful. Yeah, we need his mercy.
ستایش از آن اوست که او رحمت و بخشنده است.
Go to Psalm 117. Verse 2. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
زیرا که عظیم است محبت او به ما و جاودانه است وفاداری خداوند. هللویا.
Yeah, for God's merciful kindness is great with us.
I
see merciful and kindness being combined together.
رحمت خداوند با هم یکیه. خدا رو شکر.
Yeah, God is merciful to us. God is kind to us. God is forgiving to us.
خداوند بخشنده است در مورد ما.
Look at Psalm 41:4.
مزمور 41:4.
Yeah, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
و اما من گفتم خداوندا مرا فیض عطا فرما جان مرا شفا ده زیرا بر تو گناه ورزیدم.
Yeah, we call upon the Lord.
دنبال خداوندیم.
Yeah, when we sin against him.
وقتی
we confess our sins.
گناه میکنیم به حضورش میایم. Or we've messed up. توبه میکنیم.
We throw him, we throw ourselves at his mercy.
خداوندا فیضت رو به من بده.
And praise God, he is merciful. Praise God. He is kind. He has compassion for us.
خدا رو شکر تو مهربونی و حکمت داری برای ما.
Yeah, this spiritual attitude.
این رفتار روحانی.
Yeah. Of being merciful towards others. But God says, hey, you should be like this. Yeah, this is the way that is blessed.
Yeah,
this attitude brings good things to your life. Go to Proverbs. And read verse 11, of chapter 11, verse 17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubled his own flesh.
مرد مهربان به خویشتن نفع می‌رساند، مرد بی‌رحم زیان.
When you learn to be merciful, the Bible says this is good for you, this is good for your soul. On the other side, if you're not, if you're a cruel person, if you're not kind to other people, if you're not forgiving, if you don't show compassion, you will bring trouble to your own flesh. That's like what you reap is what you will sow. Yeah, go to Psalm. Psalm 37, 25, 26. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed.
من جوان بودم و اینک سال خوردم، با این همه هرگز پارسایی را ندیدم که وانهاده شده باشد و نه فرزندانش را که گدای نان شوند. همواره گشاده دست است و قرض دهنده و فرزندانش مایه برکتند.
And says the righteous are not forsaken.
اون نیکوکاران رها نمیشه.
Yeah, and the righteous is a person who is merciful, who has mercy, and who lends.
اون که عدالت داره، حکمت داره.
Yeah, it's a person who is kind to others.
کسی که مهربونه در مقابل دیگران.
And it says his seed is blessed.
تخم و نسل او برکت.
Yeah, the merciful person is the righteous person.
اون کسی که رحمت داره، اون عادل هم هست.
And it's a person who has his promise that his seed is even blessed. Go to Proverbs chapter
14.
And read verses 21 to 22. He that despiseth the neighbor sinneth, but he that had mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil, but mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good.
آن که همسایه‌اش را خوار شمارد گناه می‌ورزد، اما خجسته است آن که با فقیران مهربان باشد. آیا کسانی که نقشه‌های پلید می‌کشند گمراه نمی‌شوند؟ اما محبت و امانت نصیب کسانی است که نقشه‌های نیکو در سر دارد.
Yeah, having mercy on the poor brings happiness. It brings blessing to your life.
فقیر برکت رو جاری می‌کنه تو زندگی، برکت تو زندگی خواهد داشت.
Yeah, good things will come to you.
چیزهای
نیکو. But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good.
رحمت برای شماست که این کارو بکنید.
How can you show mercy? Have compassion to your neighbor, to the poor, to the needs.
نسبت به فقیران، به همسایه‌هاتون.
Be kind to them.
مهربون باشید.
Yeah, blessed he that do that, because happy is he.
خوش به حال اونها که شاد خواهند بود.
Go to Proverbs 21 and read verse 21. He that followed after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor.
هر آن که در پی پارسایی و محبت باشد به حیات و پارسایی و عزت دست می‌یابد.
Yeah, you follow after righteousness.
دنبال پارسایی می‌ری.
And mercy. You find life.
پس زندگی و حیات رو به دست خواهی.
Righteousness and honor.
There's,
yeah, there's good things that come to your life. What is the key? It's spiritual attitude of hungering and thirsting after righteousness and being merciful.